Thunder Bay. A current member of the Thunder Bay Police Services Board is publicly criticizing what she alleges are shortcomings in the police board and police service leadership. In social media posts Friday and Sunday, Georgianne Morisseau said, "There is clearly a problem. Severe lack of leadership, oversight, accountability and transparency." The comments are posted above a link to a CBC Online story about a complaint filed recently with the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario by a retired Thunder Bay police constable. The former officer alleges that discrimination and harassment contributed to his PTSD diagnosis and retirement a year ahead of schedule. In her initial post, Morisseau said, "The buck starts and stops at the top with the board and management. Tactics to discredit and silence officers as well as myself for attempting to confront the issues that plague our service and community at large continue relentlessly." In a second post, she said it's appalling when a veteran officer is essentially forced to retire for doing what's right. Morisseau has filed her own human rights complaint against the leadership of the police board and the Thunder Bay Police Service, according to a report in the Globe and Mail last month. She was appointed to the police board by Thunder Bay City Council in January 2019, and served as chair for almost 2 years. Dougal Media reached out to Morisseau Monday regarding her social media posts. She has not commented further, but indicated she may have more to say later. Current chair Kristen Oliver declined a request for an interview, citing a conflict of interest. Thunder Bay Mayor Bill Morrow also chose not to comment.